Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Andrew Zarian here, Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. on Saturdays with Jim Valley, and Sundays with me. I am tired today. Busy night last night, huh? That was a pay-per-view. I don't know if you guys know about this. Show called All Out, live from the Now Arena in Chicago. You know what? Fantastic show. A lot of stuff I loved. A lot of stuff, little, not my style. But we're going to talk about it. It was interesting. You know, this is a company in a very important period in the history of the company. A lot of moving parts here. We're going to get into it. I made a post on Friday afternoon of eating crow to the detractors out there. We'll talk about that also because there's an interesting part. Tony revealed some things but didn't reveal a lot. Maybe told a fib during the scrum. We'll see what happens there. But All Out Fallout is the theme of the show today. Man, that women's street fight, we'll talk about that. What a fantastic match. The betrayal of Bryan Danielson by the BCC. I was surprised by that, actually. I didn't think that was happening. Wheeler Yuta plays a big part in this. What happens with him? Where does he align? That lights out match, ultra violent. It's not necessarily my style of wrestling, but in a blow-off feud of this hatred these two have for each other, it was pretty appropriate. Also, a preview to all the wrestling coming up this week. We'll run down the card. I want to know what you guys think. Hit me up on X at Andrew Zarian. What was your favorite part? What part did you not like? Because it was very polarizing, that main event. While it was going on, a lot of conversations were happening, whether or not, you know, did people like it? Was it necessary? Was it too much? I think everything is, it's all a fair point here. Everybody had a very good point with that. When we come back, we're going to go right into the show. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. Stay tuned.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
I was so excited when I heard the sandwich was back. What's up? This is Mike.
And this is Celia.
And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich
is the symphony of flavors. You can always count on that crispy, tender, juicy chicken. It's so good.
My favorite part is the pimento cheese. Topped off with the honey, it all comes together perfectly. I like the original.
I like the spicy chicken fillet. But either way,
you're getting a winner.
The Chick-fil-A Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich is back with a bite. Try it with the original or spicy fillet, now for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live back on Sports Byline. Let's go into this. AEW All Out. You know, it's almost like we had a pay-per-view 2 weeks ago, didn't we? Oh, yeah, we did. We did have a pay-per-view 2 weeks ago. Now we got another one. Tony said that the pre-sales for this were really good. I think a lot of it has to do with the momentum right now that they're feeling. Not necessarily seeing it on TV, but feeling. And that matters too. Let's go into the Zero Hour. The Acclaimed defeated the Iron Savages, Boulder and Bronson, with Jacked Jameson. They came out. We also got a cameo. Do you know who was there, MG, or my producer here? Do you know who showed up in this match?
I had no clue who that was.
The Costco guys. They gave it a boom. RJ said he wasn't fed up with those guys. He was enough with the booms. Okay? For people who don't know who they are, because a lot of people don't, they are TikTok celebrities. AJ was a former pro wrestler out of New Jersey. Big Justice is his son, and they go to Costco, and they do this whole Costco thing. They're the Costco guys. Remember them a couple months ago? Where the this guys? Of course we do this. Where the that guys? My question, where the hell was the Rizzler? That's who I want to see. MG has no clue what I'm talking about. 90% of my audience has no clue what I'm talking about. I want the Rizzler in AEW. I want the Rizzler in that main event. That's what I want to see. Ring of Honor. Obviously, Acclaimed won this. We got an ROH championship match. Champion Sammy Guevara. I'm sorry. my vision has deceived me. Ring of Honor tag team champions. Dustin Rhodes, Sammy Guevara, and Hologram defeated the Premier Athletes. You know, Dustin is interesting now. You know, like he has a double championship. There's a reason why he's in Ring of Honor. There's a little bit of a push for Ring of Honor talent, kind of. You know, Sammy Guevara's there now. They're doing something here. I'm curious what it is. If they're evolving Ring of Honor a little bit. Does Ring of Honor turn into a show with this new TV deal that's coming up? There's some emphasis now on this. We also got the Bang Bang Gang. Juice Robinson, Austin, and Colton Gunn defeated the Dark Order, which was Evil Uno, Alex Reynolds, and John Silver. Just a nice display match, you know, Zero Hour.
Most of these were, just to get people going. Yeah,
just to get them going.
Fired up.
We also got Tony Schiavone welcoming Sky Blue to the stage. So she was in a cast, and it's her hometown, obviously, hometown favorite. She came out. You know, she got injured a while ago.
It was the 3rd-year anniversary of her debut, because remember, she debuted on the Rampage show the week we were there.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and, you know, she has a following. She definitely does. She started to say that she might be out for a little while longer, and then she was interrupted by Mariah May and got beat up. Mariah says she's not doing her championship celebration in Chicago, and then attacked Sky Blue. Okay. I guess they're setting it up. Maybe she's okay. Queen Aminata came out for the save. Yeah. So I guess they're setting up something with Sky Blue. Maybe they're elevating Queen Aminata a little bit. I'm sure that's going to be a match on this week's shows.
I really like shows. I do.
Who, Queen Aminata?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know, she from the time that she debuted to now, that she has made these tweaks to her that come off really good on TV. We also got Undisputed Kingdom, Roderick Strong, Matt Taven, Mike Bennett, defeating Shane Taylor, Lee Moriarty, and the Beast Mortos in Action Andretti and Top Flight. Big match.
There was a spot. There was a spot in this match that I shook my head, where Layla Gray is sitting on the apron and she's doing the airplane runway thing with the little lights, and I was like, okay, I don't know if I like that or not, but whatever.
Yeah. We now, you know, the 0 hour, it is what it is, you know, like it's to build, it's to get people on the show, you know, people want to be presented on the pay-per-view. And it's interesting because you have guys like the Acclaimed that can main event a TV show, were tag team champions, were on the pay-per-view, and now they're on 0 hour, and it's not really a downgrade.
No. Good way to put it.
It doesn't feel like a downgrade that they're on a pre-show. It's just like, okay, you know what? There was no room on this card, so this is how we're doing it. You had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 matches. I'm being messaged right now while we're doing the show, and people are giving me
4 matches in a segment.
In a segment, yes, in a segment. 4 matches in a segment. Let's go into the main card here. Start off with MJF and Daniel Garcia. Before the match, they both were emphasizing that they want to break each other's necks. They beat the crap out of each other. You know, Daniel Garcia is a guy that needs wins on TV. I say this a lot about a few people here. They have some talent that people could get behind, but they keep losing and losing and losing. You know, like Takeshita, up until now, he did well in the G1. He's coming back fresh. He was in that match. They're continuing that program, I'm sure, with Okada. But he's a guy that has been on TV for a while. He came in really hot because he's impressive looking, which we'll talk about a little bit more. But he loses all the time. Daniel Garcia, he has a following. He loses all the time. The story was, it ended with a low blow from MJF. After the match, Garcia was able to hit a pile driver from the second rope, which he had intended on doing the whole show.
He tried it during the match, and he finally got it.
And he finally got it. Yeah.
So real quick, you talk about him not getting wins. Oh, I got an alarm going off. You talk about him not getting wins. I thought that's elevated him with that ending, the way they ended this. I felt like he lost the match, but I felt like he got a leg up on MJF and elevated himself that way.
I guess so. I get why they did it.
But
it doesn't matter. Does it not matter? Does a presentation matter? You know, it's not like a perfect science here. You don't have to win every match to go over, and you don't have to lose every match to become a loser. I get what they did, why they did it. But I want to see him, you know, maybe he should have been facing somebody else on pay-per-view and getting a win before Max and losing. You know, like that's only me. That's my position, because I think there's something special about Daniel Garcia, and obviously they see it too.
You know what I think they're going to run this back at Grand Slam. I think that's where they'll end up doing the blow-off of this.
They could.
I mean, does that make sense? Makes sense to me. It seems like there needs
Eddie
to be
Garcia
match.
Wins. Well, Max
Garcia
is going to lose in New York.
Goes over. Hey, Heat.
You know, Max loses now in New York, the hometown. I mean, that's silly, too. You could do something. We'll see. Next match was the Young Bucks. They defeated Claudio and Wheeler Yuta to retain the AEW tag titles. This likely played into what happened later, which was interesting. Did you like this match?
You know what? Honestly, I liked the story. I was hoping that Yuta and Claudio would win. But this is one of those matches you could have took off the show, to be honest with you.
I get why they did it, but it didn't really resonate. Actually, if you right. really look at this right. card, because the card was a really big card, would this be the worst match on the main?
Not the worst. It just was there. You know, it wasn't bad at all. These guys are all work.
Yeah, they're
Claudio
all great.
Claudio was a stud in this thing.
Yeah.
Absolute monster. But, yeah.
I think because everything had this aggressive feud feel to it, this didn't have that feel. This felt like Correct. A normal match. And I think that was the only difference here. When you look at this entire main card, these are blood feuds. Top to bottom. Something big happened, and this is the only one that something big did not happen in.
But it set up something.
It set up something, absolutely. Wrestling Observer live here on Sports Byline. We'll be back right after this.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline, covering All Out from last night. I love a Saturday pay-per-view. You know why? I get to talk about it on Sunday. Normally what's happening is I'm rushing through the show and I'm doing a preview, and by the time you guys hear this, the show is happening. So I like when I was able to watch and think about what I'm going to talk about and have these detailed notes provided to me by my producer with a lot of misspellings. Let's go into it. I wouldn't like it any other way. Will Ospreay. Now, this was fascinating. Will Ospreay defeated Pac to retain the AEW International title. This was, I would say this was the best Pac match I've ever seen. Obviously, we know Ospreay's fantastic. He's had these amazing matches. Pac is remarkable, unbelievable. These two connected so well. And, you know, their styles work. Their styles really work. They're very similar. And, you know, the story was who's the better guy here. And it was a real competitive match. You wrote down, this might be match of the year. I got to think about that. It was fantastic.
They just kept going. And when I didn't think they could turn it up a little more, they did. There were certain spots in there. There was a Poison Rana German suplex sequence on the apron.
Yeah, the Poison Rana on the, like, that was brutal.
I was just like cringing the entire time. I did a lot of cringing last night.
Yeah.
Put it that way.
Well, you know, they everybody worked hard, right? I think everybody realizes how important this is for these shows to be at this level, especially now. You know, you want everybody to go home happy. That old AEW, I mean, we were at All Out 2021, and that is probably the best pay-per-view or possibly the best show I've been to as a complete package. And I've been to many pay-per-views. I've been to WrestleManias. I've been to NXTs. The feel of that building, you know, it was something very special. And they've been chasing that again. For years, they've been chasing that. You know, obviously, it's quite difficult when you have a guy like CM Punk debuting in a match. It's quite difficult when Bryan Danielson is debuting. It's quite difficult when you have Adam Cole showing up. You know, they didn't have any of that here, but they have all the pieces now to put together a fantastic show. Will Ospreay Pac, great show, great match. They did a weird backstage segment. Did you catch that with Ricochet?
The one with Ricochet?
Okay.
Yeah, where he was watching the match.
Ricochet was watching the match, okay? So they interview Ospreay after the match.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like then you guys tell me if you caught this too. It was almost like they were both of them are cutting two separate promos and they never updated the new promo. Will Ospreay's talking about, like, why are you being such a jerk, you know? Like, essentially, like, turning on Ricochet. Ricochet didn't say anything to make him get aggressive with him, right?
And then he changed and he started just getting aggressive.
It was very awkward. Like, and they were smiling. I don't know if it was written. I don't know if the whole thing was ad-libbed.
I don't know if it was tongue-in-cheek. It was like they were...
I don't know if it was tongue-in-cheek.
They were trolling us, right? It just felt that way.
Like, you know, they were like, oh, why are you talking all this S? And he's like, I am talking, but you weren't. You showed up last week. You guys stared at each other. Ospreay gets hit with a Poison Rana. And then he's just sitting in the back and watching the match. And then he came over. I found that to be awkward. I mean, obviously, we know that they're going into this. Maybe that'll be the match at Grand Slam. Maybe that's the next pay-per-view. Man, that'll be fantastic, that match. Maybe they'll do that spot again. I think they got to do that spot all over again.
Oh, the Superman spot?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Remember that spot killed the business. Remember that?
Yes,
that was the moment, guys. That was the moment that killed the professional
wrestling
industry.
What we're doing
right now
is completely fake.
This is a figment of your imagination.
We aren't really doing this, right?
Yeah,
because the business is gone.
The business is over. That killed it. That small move in New Japan. Was it New Japan? I think it was, right?
They ran it back a couple of times. They did it in, I think they did it like WrestleMania weekend, a couple of the indie shows, maybe ROH.
I think it was
an ROH show, actually.
Was it? Mm. I could have sworn it was.
They did it more than once. And they did it in New Japan, and they did it in the States.
Yeah.
I think in one of those WrestleMania weekend shows.
You know what's amazing? Prince Puma and what was his name in Lucha Underground? Killshot? Killshot. It is interesting how like the remnants of Lucha Underground is still happening.
Yeah, so a lot of people that are there now.
Yeah,
we're there. We're part of that.
Penta, you know, just I think Lucha
Guevara.
Underground. Lucha Underground is a forgotten promotion. It came out a little too early. I think it was like a year too early. I don't know. I enjoyed it. I mean, the spooky stuff was fascinating. It was done well. It was created as a TV show. I think a lot of people did not see it because of distribution issues, but fascinating promotion at a really weird time in wrestling. Fascinating.
Right on.
Let's see. What do we have next? Oh, Chris Statlander, Willow Nightingale in a Chicago street fight. This was fantastic. This really was good. The story was that they hate each other.
I was shaking my head. Yeah,
Hathaway was outside
too. How are they going to follow up that match that just happened?
They managed. I mean, they were in a tough spot. They were in a really tough spot. You had the MJF match, Daniel Garcia. That was a really good match. Went into the Young Bucks Claudio match. That was fine. It was a good match. And then it went into overdrive with Will Ospreay and Pac. So this should have been the cool down. It was not.
But it wasn't. No.
It was not a cool down. The crowd was so into this. They were essentially asked to follow the best match of the night. And possibly, arguably, match of the year for that company, for in many people's opinions. You know, I don't like doing that because it's subjective. You know, depending on what you like, depending on the talent that you're into, depending on it's all subjective, guys. It doesn't really matter. They put on a fantastic street fight, totally blew the expectation that I had for this match out of the water. Not that I had a bad expectation, but they did everything you could imagine. Statlander at one point would powerbomb Willow through the Spanish announce table, but that table was high. Did you notice that? That
yes.
was a really high table, and she had to
and
really...
And it just kind of dropped.
And it just, the whole thing just went... very good stuff. Willow Nightingale, what did you write here? With tap?
She tapped. She tapped when...
I'm like, with tape? I don't think there was a tape spot. There was a fluorescent tube spot. There was a fluorescent
yes.
tube spot in this match. Willow Nightingale tapped.
Which totally caught me off guard. I don't know
me
about
too.
You. I was like, where'd that come from? I don't remember... Maybe they have had light tubes in AEW, but I don't know.
Yeah, they have. No, they've done it a couple times. They did it during the they did it during the Jericho and the pizza
yes.
cutter spot. They did
yes.
it during the Jericho match,
yeah.
and I think they did
Nick
it
Gage.
During one of those hardcore women's matches that they did during the pandemic.
Okay.
Wasn't there broken glass everywhere?
Could,
I think there was.
Possibly one of those. Yeah.
I don't know. The pandemic era, my brain is kind of mushed from that time frame of wrestling. All I see, if I think about that era, all I see is screens of people's faces that I don't want to see. That was an insane concept that they did. That Thunderdome? That was wacky.
Yes.
Really wacky.
Why'd you have to bring it up, Andrew?
Yeah.
Move on.
I know. You know what? I can't go back and watch any of that. Have you ever been able to?
No. And
even the AEW shows, even those AEW shows from
yeah.
that era, you know, it is something to be said. Like that will be a forgotten wrestling era. You know, 10, 15, 20 years from now, people are going
to
go back.
To have people.
Yeah, at least they tried, and they had an open air state. They had an open air building too, which was a positive. But I mean, to go back, I mean, they're gonna tell stories like, oh yeah, these guys wrestled for like months and months, almost a year, with no audience, just no audience, no. It was basically a stage show.
Basically a stage. Yep.
Basically exactly a stage. That was a really good match. They both worked very hard. Willa Nightingale and Chris Statlander. Two Long Island girls. Got to give them support. Love it. Okada. Takeshita. Mark Briscoe. Orange Cassidy. Continental title. Mark Briscoe was bleeding really early on in this match. What was the spot? I kind of missed it. What made him start bleeding from the side of his head like that? It was continuing to bleed throughout the entire match.
Full disclosure, this was the match I got up to do some stuff.
Okay.
So I didn't catch a lot of this, so my apologies.
I thought this was fantastic. I think the story here is Okada and Takeshita. They're going to continue this feud. Briscoe did a great job. Orange Cassidy did a great job. They teased them. Okada and Takeshita early on touching, and they got interrupted a few times. I really like this match. I want to see more of Okada, the Okada that we know. I think Takeshita is a great opponent for him. I hope they could do something more with him. Just great size, great presence. Both of them, Okada and Takeshita. They're big guys. Use him in that capacity. You don't get a chance with guys like this. You know, super hyper talented, good size, good body, good look. When we come back, we're going to continue this. Wrestling Observer Live on Sports Byline. Stay tuned.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you? Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. Do me a favor. Hit me up on X at Andrew Zarian. My timeline is filled with dopey, dopey comments. Not from me. From the doubters. They doubt my report that Tony Khan signed the deal, or the deal is done, I should say. Or he did sign the deal. I don't know. We'll talk about it. let's go into it. Mercedes Moné defeated Cheetah to retain the TBS title. The story was that Mercedes could win without the help of Camille. It was a good match until the ending. That finisher, I'm not crazy about that. It takes a while to set up, right? And sometimes it's nailed really well. Like, sometimes it looks really good, but most of the time, it's a hard move to look good. If the camera's not perfectly positioned either, it really can make it look disastrous. You don't like that finish, right, MG?
When she first did it, I was, well, this is different. And because I think it was supposed to be a version of a DDT, but it doesn't come off like that. It's almost like she just throws her aside and she just plops him down on the ground. And it doesn't look like it hurts. And I'm sorry, but I can't buy that as a finish if it doesn't look like it hurts. So
yeah.
And it does take, and I think that led to that clunky finish because they were trying to set it up and she couldn't get her arm hooked at first. And yeah, it just seems to be more refined, on how you go into a finish.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I would say modify it a little bit and do something else. I thought this was fine. I like Cheetah a lot. This is just another win for Mercedes until she has a spoil. And I don't know who that spoil for her is going to be. It wasn't Britt Baker. It wasn't Cheetah. Who's next?
It's an interesting question because I'm trying to rack my brain. You know, maybe like a Tay Conte coming back? That, maybe?
I don't know. I don't think. Mm-hmm. I don't think. Ty Guevara.
I mean, they're going to put people in. They're going to put people in front of her, I think, is what they're going to do.
And I think that's fine. So. But who's going to be the spoil in the end? Maybe it is Camille. Maybe she turns. I don't know. We'll see. I want to see more of her because she's fantastic. AEW World Champion. So this was the main event of the show. Technically.
Correct.
Bryan Danielson defeated TNT champion Jack Perry to retain the AEW world title. This was a great match. Kudos to Jack Perry. He made everything look great. Bryan Danielson is fantastic. He took one of the best running knees I have seen. He ate and died.
Yeah.
you know, it was a nice match. And a lot of people are thinking, why is this the match? Why is this the match? Why are we doing this as a... Well, we got the answer, right? We saw what happened here. After the match, Killswitch comes out. They tease that Christian is about to cash in on that contract. Christian comes out.
There was a cool
with the Wayans.
Moment there where Killswitch. I always talk about Killshot. No, it's on my brain. Killswitch looked at... Jack Perry, and Jack Perry's like, are we really doing this again? Because remember, they had that big blowout feud.
They had a big blowout, but they were also tag partners for a long time. I do like how Jack Perry is no longer Jungle Boy and Killswitch is no longer Luchasaurus. It does show that they evolved them properly.
Yeah.
And I do like that a lot. I do like how they've evolved them into different people. So they come out. Christian comes out with the Wayans. And... as they're about to enter the ring, Moxley stops them. All of Blackpool Combat Club comes out to protect Danielson. They leave. They're celebrating in the ring. They hold up Danielson's hands. Everybody's happy. They give a big hug with Moxley. And out of nowhere, Claudio hits Danielson with an uppercut and hits that uppercut. And Danielson falls on his butt. And he's like, what the hell's going on? What are you doing? And you see.
And he was smirking like, is this it? Are they turning on me?
And are you turning on me? And Moxley with the plastic bag, similar to what Funk did with Flair, right over Danielson's head. There's a beatdown happening. He's suffocating him. Yuta's being held back. Yuta's being held back. There was a "This is murder" chant. Yuta's being held back. He's crying. It felt like a sanctioned mob hit,
where one guy in the group didn't agree with it. He understood it, but he didn't agree with it. That's where I got out of that.
The Blackpool Combat Club is done. It's over.
As we know it, in that form.
I don't think they're going to be called the Blackpool Combat Club anymore. No, they have to be called. I mean, listen, it was called that because of William Regal. So, you know.
And Marina Shafir is in the group, too.
Marina's in it, too, and maybe someone else. I'm still wondering what happened with Mox when he yelled at Tony Schiavone and said, this is not your company anymore.
This is it. I think we're seeing it all play out now.
Whose company is it?
Well, apparently it's theirs now.
Who authorized this hit on Danielson?
You really want it to be Shane.
Danielson's last opponent in this company as a full-time wrestler needs to be Shane McMahon. No. That needs...
I'm going to save the audience listening to this.
What do you mean? What do you mean? No. The audience is all for this. You don't know anything. Can I teach you about professional wrestling for a second? The audience, that's all they want to see. That's all I'm getting. I'm getting letters written to me from people in Portland. People in Portland, people all over the country are writing me handwritten letters saying, I want the final match to be Shane McMahon versus Bryan Danielson for the AEW World Championship. That's what everybody wants.
I can't help you. I can't help us people. He's a menace today.
I'm telling you. No. Everybody agrees with that. Come on. We all know that. I'm very curious to see where this goes. I mean, listen, Mox would be a great final opponent for Danielson, and you could put the title on Mox, and he's a great ambassador for that title. He's a recognizable name, you know, going into this new TV deal. That was the final match. And then we got Hangman Page, Swerve Strickland in a lights-out steel cage match. So I rewatched this right before we went on the air because my initial feeling to this was this is a blood feud. This is the blow-off. This is the final one. Hangman is so good.
Yes.
Swerve is so good. The both of these guys have been married in this feud. And when you have guys that have the chemistry that they do, anything they do works. I will say this. This is not my style of wrestling, okay? It never was. I know you think like, oh, Andrew, that's pretty funny. You got an ECW LED sign that you paid a couple $100 for. Yeah. Listen, you see, I was a teenager when that thing was going on. I'm 40 years old now. I like a very different style. However, this was a fantastic match. And it made sense in the storytelling. It made sense because they hate each other. He set his freaking house on fire. He broke into his house. He bled in his mouth at the last show, the last match that they had. He hung Hangman. Remember that? He hung him.
Yep. That's how he won the match, right?
That's how he won. And this all culminated right here. The match started with the cage still in the air. They were essentially trying to decapitate each other. There was a cinder block bump, two of them. Both of them bumped on the cinder block. There were staples in them.
That was the first cringe moment, by the way. When Swerve bumped on that cinder block, I was like, how is his back even working?
You know, they took this to You know, that last match that they had, that big one, that was pretty violent. This was ultra violent.
Just went to another level, yes.
Totally different level. You know, they did the cinder block spots. The refs, so at one point, the chair shots, you know, that main one that he took, you know, unprotected, you know, they flipped the camera. They switched it really quick. You could tell that the chair was loosened. I mean, they did it the right way, right? And Hangman was hitting him with that chair, but did you notice how he was hitting him with the corner of the chair and kind of protecting it?
Yes.
Like holding the chair, mm-hmm. like holding it together because they knew it was going to collapse, right? To pull the curtain back a little bit. So that wasn't the most, I mean, it looked nasty for sure. And that's the whole visual, right? Don't get hurt, but make it look terrible.
I think the brutal part is what you're about to say next.
So Hangman, you know, the Swerve is essentially, he's done, right? He's just on wobbled legs. He doesn't know where he is. You know,
he took his grill out, which I took that as a sign they're stripping that character away.
So like he took his grill out, and you could see actually he was kind of playing with it when he was on the ground. And I was like, oh, I thought he put like mm-hmm. something in his mouth, but no, he was loose. I guess I don't know. I don't have a grill. I've never worn one. Right. I don't know how you lock it in or take it off. I have no idea. So, you know what? I should get a grill. How about that? Should I commission a grill? Totally go off the wall and just speak about Shane McMahon returning. He got a hypodermic needle and he jabbed it in his cheek while it's in his mouth. He hit him with the most brutal chair shot and the ref called the show.
Wild.
This was a wild ending. So a few notes from this. There were three matches where people bled. Beginning, middle, and end.
Actually, four. I forgot about Briscoe.
Yes. Yeah, Briscoe was blood. There were four spots where there was blood. Renee was not involved in most of the post show. Said she was dealing with things. Is Renee going to be involved in this angle?
One of her best friends and her husband in a feud.
Yeah.
where he tried to suffocate him.
Post show media call, media scrum. Tony said there's a 90% chance AEW's rights deal is announced in the next month. Notice how he said not, you know, he did say that it's not signed. Okay. I'm not going to say Tony is lying. But I'm not going to say he is lying. I'm not going to say he's lying. I'm not going to say he's not lying. I know where this deal is at this point. And it's all very positive. If you go on my Twitter, you can see what I've written about it. You can see what I've responded to people about it. I'm not straying away by what I said. There's also a very significant element here, which we're going to talk about when we come back from the break, of a trademark, AEW Shockwave. And I think that is going to be the interesting part of this new TV rights deal for this company between Warner Media and maybe someplace else. When we come back, I'll touch on this for a few minutes in our final segment. Wrestling Observer Live on Sports Byline. Stay tuned.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. Couple notes here. As I said, I am very, very confident that the AEW deal is finished. It is done. It is maybe signed, but not sealed and delivered. I listen, here's the reality. It's done, okay? It's done. The deal is done. They need, when you announce something like this, you need corporate synergy with your brand partners. There may be one partner that it is not done with, and I'm going to leave you with that cliffhanger, with the Shockwave stuff. I've heard very interesting stuff about this. I had a conversation with somebody that is in ad sales, and we were talking about inventory, advertising inventory, and how it works. And, you know, there are networks that are very hungry for wrestling, especially networks that have had wrestling in the past that may not have it anymore. And when you build the relationship with your clients, you could actually see, like for Fox, for example, WWE was very successful, but the amount that they were paying WWE for SmackDown was not correlating with the ad rate that they had, and they couldn't get more. It's a very niche product, so you got to have enthusiastic advertisers to advertise. They had a lot of those, and that would be a waste of inventory if they can't pivot something with that, right? That would be a really waste of money. I think a lot of people see things like that. I'm going to just leave you with that, okay? I'm going to leave you with that thought. However, there was never any doubt that AEW would re-sign. And now we're here. I'm imagining they're going to, you know, get everything aligned with the network partners and announce it on that 500 show. the 5-year anniversary, right? So we'll see. October 12th is the 500th show, or the 5th year anniversary, whatever. Is it 500? No, it's 5th year. I don't know. We'll see what happens. I'm out of time. Wrestling Observer Live on Sports Byline. See you next week.